Broadcasting live from the Atlanta Tech Village in Atlanta, Georgia for Neuro Launch Demo Day, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you for joining us today. We're broadcasting live from the Atlanta Tech Village. You're listening to This Just In. We're broadcasting from the Neuro Launch Demo Day, and the festivities are continuing to pick up here. We're about to go live for the whole show at 4 p.m. Eastern, but we're broadcasting right now live on Business Radio X and This Just In station. And my next guest is Ayanna Howard, Dr. Ayanna Howard from Zyrobotics. Is that correct?
That is. Thank you, Justin.
I'm glad to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here just to talk about what we're doing here with Zyrobotics as well as NeuroLaunch.
Yeah, so let's just dive right in. That's perfect. So tell us about Zyrobotics.
So at Zyrobotics, we really believe in empowering children with disabilities, and providing them access to the world that is their right. So we design technologies to give them access to things like computers and tablets, and especially robots for therapy. That's our newest project that we're developing and about to roll out.
I have an investment in the robot community, so I'm a big fan of robotics. So tell us in robots. So tell me about what you guys are doing with robots.
So I'm actually excited. So one of the problems with children with disabilities and their role with therapy is that when they go into the home, a lot of them are non-compliant. They just mm-hmm. don't do it. Kind of boring, kind of not engaging. So what we want to do is really engage children in therapy by providing them their own personal robot coach. So just like when they're in school and in the therapy setting, the robot coach actually encourages them like their friend. Let's go. We can do this. Okay. One more time.
I love it. That's awesome. That's terrific. So what are one of the two things that you need, I guess, over the next 6 to 12 months for your company to thrive? Obviously, NeuroLaunch gives you a lot of tools and opportunities.
Correct.
But what are some of the things that you're specifically focused in on to be successful?
So we're focused on two things. One is to develop really positive outcome measures. And so it's one thing for me to say, yeah, this robot coach, it does wonderful, it does well, children are engaged, but to really validate and show the efficacy. And so that's what we're working out in the next 6 to 12 months. And so we have some preliminary data that shows this is positive. And of course, the next is getting sufficient funding to take us to the next level, because we are in growth phase.
Mm-hmm. So going back to the outcomes measures, I think that's a great, great focus. That's my side of healthcare as well. So I love where you are there. What are some of the institutions that you are partnering with or want to partner with? If you have a magic wand, who would those organizations be?
Currently we do partner with a number of clinicians and therapists in the Atlanta area, such as Georgia State University, Georgia Tech in terms of some of their engineers. We like to continue that, and grab some of the CHOA clinicians and then expand, because you really have to have a multi-site kind of mm-hmm. study. And so maybe Boston Children's Hospital and really expand it beyond our Atlanta borders.
That's terrific. And are there a couple of investment houses that would just be ideal for you?
So one of the issues is we're in this kind of gray area. Mm-hmm. We're children. Mm-hmm. We design a robot that's non-contact, that's socially engaging. And so where do we fit? We're right. Therapy, medical, combination of both. And so really looking at venture capital that's interested in, one, social entrepreneurship, because we are working with children with disabilities, but also understands health and the changing demographic and landscape of that.
Excellent. Oh, and we have a couple of those here in the Atlanta community, you think?
We do.
Beautiful. Love it. So what are some of the best ways for my audience to stay in touch with you and just to learn about your progress, and certainly investors to find you?
So one is our website, Zyrobotics.com. But I also will say my personal email is ahoward@zyrobotics.com. We'd love to hear from investors, also clinicians and parents, because we're always looking for beta testers. We're always pushing the limits of what we can do to take it to the next level.
And Zyrobotics is spelled Zyrobotics.
Correct, Justin.
Excellent. Zyrobotics. So, Ayanna, Dr. Howard, thank you very much for joining me today, and good luck this afternoon here at the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.